Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
In a word, the NCAA penalties against Oregon are a joke. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If they have any sense of humor left, Larry Fedora and Urban Meyer at Ohio State must be laughing over what the NCAA did or didn't do to Oregon. The Tar Heels and Buckeyes were each slapped with a one-year bowl ban and other penalties for crimes that looked to me far less than what Oregon did under former coach Chip Kelly. Look at it this way. A handful of UNC players received impermissible benefits from agents, and assistant coach John Blake was supposedly steering some players to deceased agent Gary Wishart. Yes, those are clear violations, and all those perpetrators are and should be gone. Oregon, on the other hand, had an official paid relationship with a college scouting service that was steering high school stars to play for the Ducks in those funny Nike uniforms. What's worse, and what is tantamount to a competitive advantage on the field? That Marvin Austin and company got some bling and Blake made some jack on the side, or a scouting service being paid to keep the Oregon roster filled with five-star players who led the Ducks to four straight BCS games? Yes, there is all kinds of cheating going on in college athletics, and no, every school cannot be treated exactly the same by a subjective, investigative, and enforcement branch of the NCAA that lacks subpoena power. But take away one scholarship per year from Oregon compared to five from Carolina, and slap Kelly with an 18-month show cause, which means he can't coach college football during that time period? Duh. Kelly is the new coach of the NFL Philadelphia Eagles with a five-year contract. So let me get this straight. Fedora and Meyer take over programs with completely new coaching staffs, and all the miscreants who put them on probation are gone. But they still lose scholarships and can't play in a bowl game. No wonder Fedora proclaimed his team ACC Coastal Division champs, because no one in that locker room had anything to do with the probation. Meanwhile, Oregon promotes its offensive coordinator to head coach. All the assistants are still there, along with the kids who were steered to Eugene by the scouting service that was illegally paid to do so. And yes, Oregon can compete for its fifth straight BCS game with another powerhouse team. Is there any wonder why the NCAA gets so much grief these days over policing its own membership? This is Archansky. See ya.